Live.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon. Today, another candidate interview that may catch some of you as being a bit odd in the summertime. A lot of times in many races, campaigns kind of pull back and make appearances, but don't do quite as much in the media. But this time of year, we've got a very active governor's race, and we're checking back in with the candidates. Christine Drazen, Republican nominee, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to be back on, Kyle.
So look back at the primary, maybe versus other races you've been in during your time in the legislature. I mean, you had so many candidates on the GOP side. You got a win, but the votes certainly got split a lot of different ways.
Yeah, the good news about that means that Republicans were really motivated in this cycle, and we saw across the board that Republicans want change, and they want to be a part of leading our state and being a part of turning our state around. So from my perspective, that level of interest, that level of excitement, that level of engagement is really important for this campaign, and the opportunity to unify the party and bring folks back together again on the other side of this primary has been a privilege, and I have been excited to be a part of that work. But I'm thrilled to be the nominee, and I, you know, respect the efforts of my opponents, and they certainly ran a strong race, and now we're moving on to the general and taking on, you know, career politicians Tina Kotek and Betsy Johnson.
So do you feel like it cost you some momentum going to the fall just to get through that very complex primary with so many people?
I actually don't feel that way. I feel like the primary is a really important time for the party to make a decision on, you know, what do they want the future to look like? And there were strong distinctions among all of us that were running in this race. Voters had a huge range of options to allow them to really pick their ideal candidate or their strongest candidate to move forward and bring the fight to Tina Kotek and Betsy Johnson and really finally move away from Kate Brown 2.0. And I am grateful that they chose me to be in that position.
What are the top issues you heard about from the voters during the primary?
Yeah, voters really wanted to, you know, have their government back. They want their schools to be fixed. They want the crisis in our streets to be resolved. And inflation is driving conversations. Every conversation I have, people want to talk about gas prices and the effect on groceries and what can we do to reduce cost of living here in Oregon. So it really is kind of these kitchen table issues. You know, these are not, you know, national issues or global issues. People want to talk about fixing things right here at home where we live, and that's schools and that's cost of living, and it's certainly community safety.
Talk about your focus this fall, starting out as a three-way race, perhaps unlike one that we've had in decades.
Yeah, I am the only candidate in this race that is not a career politician. I'm the only candidate in this race that isn't a Democrat. And so, you know, for those out there, you know, across Oregon that are satisfied with the direction of our state and they're satisfied with the leadership of Kate Brown, they could vote for Tina Kotek, they could vote for Betsy Johnson. But if they really want a new direction, if they really want change, if they really want to, you know, have these agency heads replaced, if they really want to have judges appointed that are not going to be agenda driven, if they really want to roll back fees and taxes and regulations, then I'm the candidate for them.
A lot of people expected Betsy Johnson to kind of pull back a bit until summer and head towards fall, but she ran a very aggressive campaign and continues to pick up some GOP money and some endorsements. Is that a concern?
No, it's really not. What we're talking about are people that, you know, that have really lost sight of their own values and their own principles. There is a dramatic distinction between my principles and my values and Betsy Johnson's. She is adrift. You know, she flip-flops every other day. She has been a lifelong Democrat, and she's decided to take a few minutes to try to remake herself in hopes of achieving higher office. That's not principled leadership, and that's actually not dependable leadership for Oregonians. They have no idea what they're getting with a Betsy Johnson candidacy. And on my side, I am consistent in my value set. I'm consistent in my perspective on things. Government needs to be limited. It needs to be accountable and transparent. We need to serve Oregonians. We need to have government that, in fact, is customer service oriented, that works hard to make sure that we are not wasting taxpayer dollars, and instead we need to reduce taxes and support Oregon families. That's not what you're going to get from Senator Johnson. She voted for the commercial activities tax. She voted for billions of dollars in new gas taxes. And she is now flip-flopping on those votes, but it doesn't change the fact that she is very unpredictable.
How close do you think this race will be?
Oh, I think it's going to be a very close race. And, you know, the good news for Oregonians is that they have a very real opportunity to choose the direction of our state and to actually have change for the first time in almost 40 years. This race is going to be up to Oregonians. There's no predetermined outcome for this race. I'm going to fight hard to earn the support and earn the votes from Oregonians across the political spectrum who want to, you know, and just improve quality of life here in Oregon. But I don't believe that this race is going to be one that's a runaway for anybody. This is going to be a close race. Every vote's going to matter.
And now a fourth candidate emerging, getting word in the last couple of days that the Constitution Party now is a candidate, Donna Noelle Smith. What kind of factor does that add in with four people now running?
You know, I would expect that we'll continue to see minor party candidates that will enter the race. And that will probably have a similar effect to what we've had in prior years where we've had multiple minor party candidates running. And I would expect that the principal defining candidates in this race going into November will be Betsy Johnson and Tina Kotek, which are basically a third term of Kate Brown, and then my candidacy on behalf of the Republican Party. We welcome all of these minor party candidates, but I would not expect that they will have a dramatic impact on the race in the end.
Are you concerned, though, given the popularity of the Constitution Party in some parts of Oregon, that from some folks that are more on the very conservative side that might otherwise vote for you might go that direction?
You know, I'm going to be talking to voters across the full political spectrum. I am a Republican. I'm a principled Republican. But I recognize that Oregonians, I'm an Oregonian first, and that all Oregonians right now are looking around, they're saying, am I better off today than I was 10 years ago before Democrats took full control of every lever of government in our state? And I believe that they are looking around feeling like I do, that we're not better off, that we do need change. And so, you know, we're not in a primary anymore, and I am anxious to have this conversation with all Oregonians, the opportunity to visit with Oregonians in their own communities and get out there across this summer and throughout the fall and have these conversations with Oregonians of all political persuasions about the opportunity to really turn our state around.
What are the main issues going to be for you this fall that you're going to focus on?
Yeah, we will, you know, we're going to focus on really an agenda that's leadership driven. You know, we have got to address the crisis in our streets. We've got to restore public safety and the rule of law. Focus on reducing inflation here in Oregon, where we have been for far too long. You know, we have Kate Brown and Tina Kotek lining up with Betsy Johnson to raise taxes. And that drives inflation here locally. We have got to do everything we can to reduce regulations and lower taxes on Oregon families that are feeling the pressure right now. And that means, in addition to that, if we're really serious about the future of our state and our kids and our economy, we've got to fix our schools. And that means a parents' bill of rights that puts parents back in a position to be able to have a voice in the education of their kids and restore those graduation standards, as well as do everything we can to give parents more flexibility for the schools that their kids attend and ensure that we open enrollment up again for parents that really recognize their kids need more than what they're getting from the school that's directed by their own zip code.
More when we come back. Christine Drazen, Republican nominee for governor, with us on Inside Douglas County, the interview of podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM, and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. KQEN Local Talk at 4. I'll have Umpqua Valley live this afternoon as we talk about arts, entertainment, community events, talking about the Roseburg 4th of July fireworks celebration, the Saturday fireworks celebration in Winston, the upcoming Sasquatch celebration in Glide, and also we'll play back our interview with Bobby Torres, who will be featured tonight at Riverbend Live. No Inside Douglas County on Monday due to the holiday, back on Tuesday as we get ready for Graffiti Week. We'll have a graffiti preview on Tuesday's Inside Douglas County program. Republican nominee for Governor Christine Drazen on with you now. And as we look more and more towards the fall, as the Republican nominee, are you looking to see some more GOP gains in the legislature in this election cycle?
Yeah, Oregonians recognize that the Democrats that have been leading our state, that it's time for change. And that's going to benefit us down ticket. The legislature is absolutely going to pick up Republican seats. The Democrats are going to lose their supermajority control. And that is going to help Oregonians. Whenever we have slightly tighter numbers, whenever we have closer numbers inside our legislative process, we have better public policy that comes out of that. Because it forces this conversation. It forces people to work across the aisle, and it actually brings more stakeholders to the table that are impacted by this legislation. So it's really, really good for Oregonians. And frankly, I would be over the moon excited if they flipped one of those chambers and we had the opportunity for a Republican majority in the House or the Senate. I think it would really help the future of our state.
How likely do you think that is?
Well, I think it's going to be a battle. I mean, we've had, you know, single party control for long enough. There's entrenched special interests that are dedicated to ensuring that they hold on to the power that they've got, but they're not serving Oregonians. They've forgotten who they're there to serve, and they have left too many people behind. They've been making these decisions that are just politically motivated, and it's left us with the crisis in our streets that we're seeing today, and homelessness and addiction and not enough access to support services. And you know, and we now have the legalization of hard drugs, small possession of small amounts of hard drugs under Measure 110. It's not serving Oregonians. We need balance, and Oregonians feel that. And the way you get that on Election Day is you vote Republican.
You've got your own campaign to deal with, but are you going to be out there helping any of the folks running for legislative seats?
I'm going to do everything I can to restore balance in our state, and all Oregonians have a stake in this election and this cycle in particular. It's a historic year where we've been through COVID. We're in the middle of inflation. I mean, you name it, Oregonians have felt it. Our schools have suffered. Our kids have suffered. And this is the time to work with everybody that's out there that wants to bring change and wants to bring a vision of change to our state and work with them to help them get elected and get their message out to voters. Absolutely.
So if you are elected, talk about your style of governance. Folks have criticized Kate Brown for a lot of things regarding her style, even beyond specific positions. What will your style be?
You know, I respect Oregonians. So I should just start there. It's really important that people know that about me. Is that people might have a different perspective. They might come from a different philosophical viewpoint. They might want to solve the same problem I do, but just look at it very, very differently. I respect people. I am going to lead with facts. I'm going to lead by consensus. I'm not going to lead with fear. I'm not going to be heavy-handed. I recognize that government serves an important function, but it has to have its limits. People are the ones who need to have more and more and more control over their lives. People are the ones that government is there to serve, not the other way around. And you get that when you start off by saying, I'm going to respect Oregonians, I'm going to give them their government back, and we are going to ensure that government recognizes that it's there to help people and not be punitive and not punish people and not make things more complicated and more difficult as they're trying to live out their lives, you know, get food on the table, you know, find work and get their kids through school. All this kind of stuff should not be hard. And too often lately, our government has made it more complicated and more heavy-handed from Salem than it ever should be. So I'm going to respect Oregonians, and I'm going to work to serve them and improve quality of life for all Oregonians, regardless of political party, regardless of what part of the state they live in and work in. I want to unite our state, and I really want to help Oregonians.
first month, if you're elected, what are you going to be working on?
I am going to be replacing an awful lot of agency heads. I'm going to ask the Kate Brown agency heads to, you know, turn in their resignations, and I'm going to be looking for folks that align with my vision of serving Oregonians and limiting government. And, you know, I am also committed to a homeless response. That means that we recognize homelessness for the emergency that it is across our entire state, and work with local governments to support them as they enforce their local laws, and at the same time recognize that we have got to see every single person that's out there as an individual that needs assistance and help. Our safety net is strong. We need to use it. We need to get people into the services that they need. And we also need to recognize that, you know, sleeping on the street doesn't provide any dignity for them, and it doesn't improve community safety. So homelessness, definitely public safety focus, where we fully back our state troopers. But additionally to that, we've got to get serious about a moratorium on new regulations and, frankly, rolling back regulations that are not essential, so that we can begin to kind of untie the hands of Oregonians of businesses who want to live their lives and who want to, you know, build a future and expand their businesses here. We need to make it possible for them to do that. And that is just to kick things off. I mean, I love this idea. You know, the Parents' Bill of Rights starts with this idea that we are going to engage parents in a way that's structured and permanent for how they can communicate with the governor's office on schools and what we need from schools. And so I'm going to partner with families, and we're going to improve outcomes, education outcomes for kids.
Now, I've noticed some national interest in this race already, and not only national media, but nationally from the GOP. Talk about what they're telling you.
Yeah, I couldn't be more excited to have the Republican Governors Association working with us here in Oregon. I mean, we have a historic opportunity in this year, just given how Oregonians feel right now about Kate Brown's administration and, you know, Kate Brown 2.0 that they would get with Tina Kotek or Betsy Johnson. The Republican Governors Association recognizes that too. And they have been working closely with our campaign to ensure that we have the support and the assistance that we need to really, really communicate well with voters on our vision for the future and my roadmap for the future of Oregon, and that we can turn out those voters and win on Election Day.
With this national interest, do you see the potential for this race maybe setting a record for spending?
I will absolutely fundraise whatever we have to fundraise to be able to be competitive. I am not going to sit back and let, you know, Tina Kotek or Betsy Johnson or anybody else be the only ones out there communicating with voters. So, you know, with three candidates on the ballot, I would expect that this will be a race that is an expensive one, but we have to communicate with voters. We can't let the other side smear our record or misrepresent my vision for the future. So I have to be able to compete, and I will do that.
If you are elected, talk about the legislative session next year. What priorities would you try to set for that?
Yeah, I will work with the legislature to push for a referral to repeal ballot measure 110. It's a top priority for me. I will present a balanced budget to the legislative body that prioritizes funding for schools, not just funding for, you know, base functions, but also funding to ensure that our kids have access to mental health supports and absolutely a full funded budget for public safety. And also, we've got to do everything we can to fully fund substance use disorder and addiction recovery services. So, you know, when you're talking about the legislative body itself, the number one priority is to balance Oregon's budget. That is our constitutional mandate. And we need to do that in a way that reflects our priorities. That means that we don't pass new taxes. I will veto any new taxes that come across my desk. And I will veto legislation which adds additional costs onto Oregon families. Along the way, though, we have got to improve our quality of life. That means that we have to repeal Measure 110. We have to support public safety. And we have to fix our schools. Those are all budgets. And those are all budget priorities, and we're going to achieve those priorities when we fully fund those items in the legislative session. outside of that constitutionally mandated balancing of our budget, I think this is a great year for the legislative body to really take a focus on what we need here in Oregon and stop pushing national political agendas.
Christine Drazen, Republican candidate for governor, thanks for being on today.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Look forward to our next opportunity.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQAN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.